blanc. Laissez le mystère se faire.
Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO. Thanks for joining me here tonight on 1,000 Points of Light. What an honor it is for me to serve you. Tonight, what we're doing is I was off for the last couple weeks getting my feet buffed and my attitude adjusted and finding a way to kind of see through the darkness, and I found my way to you. And here I am tonight, here at 8 o'clock on Sunday, 1,000 Points of Light, paying a little homage to the music released in 1984, 40 years ago this year. We're going to pay a tribute to some terrific artists, some great bands, some great music, such great music in 1984. And of course, this show is inspired by my friends over at Sound Opinions, Greg Kott and Jim Derogatis. Love those guys out of Chi-Town. And some very well-respected throughout the country music journalists they are. And they had a great show. I'm going to play a lot of songs that they played on their show. Since I have the benefit of potentially 2 hours, we'll probably get more in. But I do want to, there's plenty of crossover between their show and mine, and we're going to start off with one of those acts. There are some Midwestern guys, and this is a Midwestern punk band, Husker Du, off of Zen Arcade, released in 1984. This is going to be Turn on the News, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
We can't get touched.
Ah, yes, the Smiths, Thousand Points of Light, WMFO, and that's Heaven Knows I'm Miserable Now from Hatful of Hollow. Before that, The Replacements with Unsatisfied. I love that song. It's like never, there are very few songs that speak accurately to the angst of teenagedom, and that is one of them. From Let It Be, Susan the Banshees prior to that with Swimming Horses from Hyena, and it was Husker Du's Turn on the News from Zen Arcade. Thousand Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO. Thanks for joining me here on this look back at some of the best music of 1984, and I'm, of course, inspired by my friends at Sound Opinions, the great Chicago music journalist, Jim Cott. What, did I get that wrong? Greg Cott and Jim Derogatis, they might as well be married. They've been, like, together in my mind all this time. Anyway, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, so there are a few, they have an hour show, and I have two, or assuming the D doesn't come. I have to say that, I think I'm obligated contractually. Never know, one of these days she might show up with that big fat book of hers and all those notes and a whole crew. It was kind of weird that one time. Maybe it'll happen again, maybe it'll be tonight. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, up next, it's this one. From Romeo Void, so you might know Never Say Never. This other one, A Girl in Trouble is a Temporary Thing, from the record Warm in Your Coat. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO. We'll be right back.
night, but falling over you is the news of the day. Angels fall like rain, and love, 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 love is all of heaven.
Oh, to sound absurd, but I can hear the most melancholy sound I ever heard.
Tell me why.
a lot of REM this summer. I don't know why. It's just the way it's worked out. REM's Pretty Persuasion from Reckoning. Prior to that, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds with From Her to Eternity from the album of the same name. The Psychedelic Furs with The Ghost in You from Mirror Moves. And Romeo Voids, A Girl in Trouble is a Temporary Thing from Warm in Your Coat. Started off that set. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford WMFO. And so this is our tribute to the year 1984, because Greg Kot and Jim DeRogatis, the wonderful music journalists and host of the podcast Sound Opinions, did their own 40-year retrospective on the year 1984. I'm kind of stealing from them quite a bit. In fact, a lot of these songs they played on their show. Of course, they could have a 50-minute podcast, so they can't play the whole thing. And they do a lot of talking, a lot of jibber-jabbing with experts and members of their podcast team. But here we play the whole damn song and then some. You get to hear me jibber jabber instead of stimulating conversation. But I have an extra hour, so I'll be playing more stuff. 1984 was it was an important year. This is why we're harkening back to that year, not just because they did it, but because it is a good year for bands like the Smiths. One of their last great records we heard from them earlier. Of course, the Replacements and their at the peak of their powers, as well as Husker Du, Psychedelic Furs, the early stuff. I mean, a lot of people like the early stuff and prefer it. And of course, Nick Cave kicks everybody's ass at any point, any time. And then Robin Hitchcock is up next. And this one, after leaving the Soft Boys, he went on to become a solo artist. I don't think this is his greatest period. I think Globe of Frogs and that sort of thing was much better. And then when it became a little more popular in the early 90s, but this is good stuff from him early on. Sounds Great When You're Dead from I Often Dream of Trains. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
Your mother is a journalist, your father is a creep. They make it in your bedroom when they think you're fast asleep. The scenes that they're enacting now beside your little bed are never in your consciousness, but always in your head. Baby, it might sound dodgy now, but it sounds great when you're dead. It sounds great when you're... Your sister is a butterfly, your brother is a drunk. You gaze at him reclining in formaldehyde, a trunk. He lives and breathes on systems that nobody can supply, and you're immune to everything except the butterfly. Around for everything, like you from coast to coast. Your name engraved in diamond is written in my heart. We're at our most together when we're at our most apart. It might sound dodgy now, but it sounds great when you're dead. Baby, assure you, it sounds great when you're dead.
Turns to moonlight. It's a log.
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 Like.
It's a lot.
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 like life.
There we go, Depeche Mode. Depeche with Master and Servant. From Some Great Reward. Prior to that, The Style Council with My Ever-Changing Moods from Café Bleu. General Public with Tenderness from All the Rage. And it was Robin Hitchcock's Sounds Great When You're Dead from I Often Dream of Trains is the name of that record. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. You've joined me for this show featuring the music of 1984, focusing, of course, on modern rock tracks. Inspired by the podcast Sound Opinions, hosted by my friends Greg Kott and Jim DeRogatis, the luminaries of the Chicago and, well, the music scene all over the country, really, and maybe the UK, or maybe not. And they love Goose Island beer. So many ads for Goose Island beer. My God, it's like three or four of them in like a 40-minute time span. They're loyal, if nothing else. All right, Depeche Mode, we got to get that in there. I mean, apparently the second gentleman, Doug Emhoff, is a big fan of Depeche, so we have that going on. Style Council, you know, I had a show, a Paul Weller show earlier in the summer. So if you're a frequent listener of the show, you'll know that you heard that earlier in the summer. General Public, that's a great track there, and Hitchcock. You know, I came around to him. At first, when I heard him in the 90s, I was annoyed. I didn't like his voice. That was stupid. But with many things, I grew to love him as I matured and his sound grew on me. All right, so we heard from R.E.M. What about U2? All right, so U2, you know, it's funny. I thought Unforgettable Fire came out in 85, but apparently it was 84. So we're going to hear a sort of homecoming from that record. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
Like fields that once gave no resistance.